And now from Treasure Island Oldies, here's the rock and roll news for the week of February 28th. This week in 1977, an audience member attacked Ray Charles while he was on stage and tried to strangle him with a rope. Liverpool's Cavern Club, the home to many early Beatles performances, closed this week in 1966. In 1980, Buddy Holly's glasses and the Big Bopper's watch were discovered in police files in Mason City, Iowa, and finally they were returned to their families. In 1968, Aretha Franklin won her first Grammy Award for Best Female R&B Vocal for Respect. Jim Morrison was arrested for indecent exposure during a Miami Doors concert this week in 1969. Fans in Ottawa, Ontario's Coliseum caused a riot after they waited for over an hour for Eric Burdon and the New Animals to perform this week in 1967. The group was gone, however, since they hadn't been paid, so they just left. Buddy Holly began his only British tour this week in 1958. Jerry and the Pacemakers released their very first British single this week in 1963. It was How Do You Do It? One of the biggest albums ever, Johnny Mathis and his Johnny's Greatest Hits album, was released this week in 1958, and eventually it spent 9.5 years consistently on the chart. Filming began this week in 1964 on the debut feature film by the Beatles, A Hard Day's Night. Speaking of the Beatles, VJ Records in Chicago created a different label other than VJ. They called it Tolly, and they released Twist and Shout by the Beatles on it this week in 1964. Buffalo Springfield formed this week in 1966 as The Herd. Samuel Cardinal Stritch banned rock and roll radio from being played in the Chicago Archdiocese Roman Catholic schools this week in 1957. The band did not continue on, obviously. The very first Supreme single, I Want a Guy, was released this week in 1961. In 1967, Petula Clark performed before England's Princess Margaret of the London Palladium. John Lennon's The Beatles Are More Popular Than Jesus remark was first published this week in Britain in 1966. In 1963, Patsy Cline died in a plane crash near Camden, Tennessee, along with country stars Cowboy Copas and Hawkshaw Hawkins. Elvis Presley made his very debut TV appearance. It was on the Louisiana Hayride program this week in 1955. And in 1960, he was discharged from the U.S. Army. Ian Anderson from Jethro Tull was given his Member of the Order of the British Empire medal from Prince Charles at Buckingham Palace this week in 2008. Johnny Cash married June Carter in 1968. In 1994, Frank Sinatra received a Legends Award, and Aretha Franklin was given a Lifetime Achievement Award at the Grammys. The documentary movie, This Is Elvis, narrated by Ral Donner, premiered in Memphis, Tennessee, this week in 1961. In the studio, the Bobettes recorded Mr. Lee in 57. The Everly Brothers signed with Cadence Records and recorded Bye Bye Love, this week in 1957. The Four Lads cut Standing on the Corner in 55. The Supremes recorded Reflections and The Happening this week in 1967. Bo Diddley recorded Bo Diddley and I'm a Man in 55. Hall & Oates recorded Rich Girl in 1976. The Rolling Stones recorded their Love You Live album at the El Macombo nightclub on Spadina Street in Toronto this week in 1977. Ike Turner and Jackie Brenston recorded Rocket 88 this week in 1951. Bobby Darin recorded Dream Lover in 1959. The Everlys cut All I Have to Do Is Dream in 1958. And the Drifters recorded There Goes My Baby this week in 1959. Birthdays: Joe South, born this week, 1940. Brian Jones from the Rolling Stones, born in 42. Barbara Acklin in 44. Gretchen Christopher from the Fleetwoods is 79. She's a leap year baby, by the way. Jimmy Dorsey, born in 1904. Dinah Shore, born in 1916. Roger Daltrey of The Who is 77. Harry Belafonte, 94. Karen Carpenter, born this week, 1950. Lou Reed, born in 42. John Cousill from the Cousills at 65. Chris Rea is 69. Bobby Womack, born in 44. Chaz Bono, born to Sonny and Cher, is 51 this week. Paul Evans is 84. Eddie Hodges, 75. Andy Gibb, born in 1958. Tommy Tucker, born in 39. Murray Head is 76. And Kiki D is 75. And Sylvia Vanderpool Robinson, one half of Mickey and Sylvia, born this week in 1935. And from Treasure Island Oldies, that's your rock and roll news for the week of February 28th. I'm Michael Godin. Thank you for listening.
Treasure Island Oldies.